This is the Aviyakt Merli, originally spoken on the 25th of the 2nd, 2006, and today's date, the 20th of the 7th, 2025. And the title, Today on the Day of This Festival, Make a Vow with Zeal and Enthusiasm in Your Mind to Remain Free from Maya, to Be Merciful, and to become a master bestower of liberation. In order to go back home with the Father, become equal to Him. Today, the sweetest love and remembrances filled with zeal and enthusiasm and greetings are reaching Bapdada from the extremely loving children everywhere. Greetings filled with enthusiasm for Bapdada's birthday emerged in each one's mind. Have all of you especially come at this time to give greetings or to receive greetings? Bapdada is also giving multi-million-fold greetings for the children's birthday to all the long-lost and now-found beloved children. The speciality of today that does not exist throughout the whole cycle exists now, in that the birthday of the Father and the children is at the same time. This is called the unique Jayanti birthday. Go around the whole cycle and see if you have ever celebrated such a Jayanti. However, today, Bapdada is celebrating the Jayanti of the children, and the children are celebrating Bapdada's Jayanti. It is called Shiv Jayanti. But this is such a Jayanti that many other Jayantis emerged in this one Jayanti. All of you are also very happy that you have come to give greetings to the Father, and that the Father has come to give greetings to you, because for the Father and the children to have a birthday on the same day is a sign of deep love. The Father cannot do anything without the children, and the children cannot do anything without the Father. The birthday is on the same day, and we have to stay together at the confluence age, because the Father and the children are combined. The task of world transformation is together. Neither can the Father do it alone, nor can the children do it alone. We are together, and the Father's promise is, we will live together and we will go back home together. We will go back together, will we not? You have promised this, have you not? Have you ever seen such love between a father and children? Have you seen it, or are you experiencing it? This is why this confluence age is important, and the memorial of this festival is created in many melas. On this day of Shiv Jayanti, the devotees are calling out, come. They are thinking, when will he come? How will he come? Whereas you are celebrating. Bapdada has love for the devotees and also feels mercy for them. They make so much effort, and they continue to search for him so much. Did you search for him? Or did the Father find you? Who searches for whom? Did you look for him? You just continued to go around. However, look at the Father. He found you children, whichever corner you were lost in. So many came from the many states of Bharat, and the countries abroad are no less. You children have come from 100 countries, and what effort did you make? What effort did you make to belong to the Father? Did you make any effort? Did you? Those who made effort to belong to the Father, raise your hands. You made effort to search for the Father in devotion, but once the Father had found you, did you make any effort? Did you? You made a deal in a second. The deal was made with just one word. What is that one word? Mine. You children said, my Baba, and the Father said, my children. The deal was made. Is this deal easy or difficult? It is easy, is it not? Those who feel that it is a little difficult, raise your hands. You sometimes find it difficult, do you not? Or do you not find it difficult? It is easy, but your weaknesses give you the experience of it being difficult. Babdada sees that those who are true devotees, not selfish devotees, but true devotees, they keep a fast on this day with a lot of love. All of you have also made a vow to fast. They hold a fast for a few days, whereas all of you have made such a vow to fast that the vow of this present time lasts eternally for 21 births. Those people celebrate every year and observe a fast, whereas you made this a vow to fast once in a cycle, so that you neither need to make a vow to fast in your minds for 21 births, nor do you physically need to hold a fast. You also observe a fast. What fast do you observe? That of a pure attitude, vision, and actions. You have made a vow to have a pure life. Your life itself has become pure. It isn't purity of just celibacy, but in your lives, your food, interaction, world, and sanskars are all pure. You have made such a vow to fast, have you not? Have you? Not in agreement, at least. Have you made such a vow? Have you made it firm? Is it firm or a little weak? Acha, have you made this vow to fast from the one great evil spirit, lust, or have you made this vow to fast from the other four too? You have become celibate, but have you also made the vow of a fast from the other four that follow? Have you made the vow to fast from anger? Or are you allowed that? Have you been given permission to get angry? It is the second number, and so it doesn't matter. It is not like that, is it? Just as you consider the great evil spirit to be such a great evil spirit that you have made a firm vow to fast from it in your mind, words, and actions, in the same way, have you also made the vow to fast from anger? Are there some who feel that they have made a firm vow to fast from anger? The children or progeny greed, attachment, and ego come afterwards. But today, Bhagdara is asking about anger. Is there anyone who has made the complete vow to fast from anger so that there is no anger in your thoughts nor any feeling of anger in your mind? Today it is Shiv Jayanti. Devotees observe a fast. And so Bhagdara would also ask you about your fast, would he not? Those who feel that they cannot have the slightest trace of anger, even in their dreams, raise your hands. It just cannot come. Is there anyone? Does it never come? Does it ever come? Some raise their hands. Acha, take their photo of those who have raised their hands, because Bhagdara will not accept it with you just raising your hands. He will also ask for a certificate from your companions. Then he will give a prize. It is good because Bhagdara has seen that a trace of anger is jealousy. Jealousy is a child of anger. It is good that they have remained courageous, so Bhagdara is giving them congratulations. However, you will be given a prize after he has received a certificate, because Bhagdara is also seeing the result of the homework that he gave you. Today you are celebrating this birthday. So what is done on a birthday? Firstly, a cake is cut. So now it has been 2 months and 1 month remains. In these 2 months, did you cut a cake of your waste thoughts? You cut that cake very easily, do you not? You will also cut it today, but did you cut the cake of waste thoughts? You will have to cut it, will you not? Because you have made a firm promise to go back home with the Father, have you not? You have promised that you are together and that you will go back together. If you want to go back together, you will have to become equal, will you not? If a little remains, then 2 months have been completed. Today you have come from so many places to celebrate this birthday. You have come by planes, trains, and cars. Bhagdara is pleased that you have come running here. However, on a birthday, first of all, a gift is given, and so 1 month remains, and then Holi will also come. On Holi, you burn something. So whatever little seeds of waste thoughts that remain, they will make the trunk emerge, or even the branches emerge sometimes. So today, on the day of this festival, with zeal and enthusiasm in your mind, not zeal and enthusiasm of only words, but with zeal and enthusiasm of your mind, whatever little remains, whether it is in your thoughts, in your words, or in your relationships and connections, on the day of the Father's birthday, can you give the Father this gift? Can you give it with zeal and enthusiasm of the mind? The Father has to see that it is for your benefit. Those who remained courageous with zeal and enthusiasm that they will definitely demonstrate this by doing it, that they will definitely become the best, raise your hands. You will have to renounce something, so think carefully. Not even in your words, not even in your connections and relationships. Do you have this much courage? Do you have courage? Those from Madhuban and those from abroad have it. Even the people of Bharat have courage because Bap Dada loves you, and so he feels that all of us should go back together and that no one should be left behind. Since you have promised that you will go back with the Father, you have to become equal. You have love for the Father, do you not? You didn't raise your hands with difficulty, did you? Bap Dada wishes to see all in this gathering, this Brahmin family, to have faces that are equal to the Father's. Simply have the courage to have determination in your thoughts. It isn't a big deal, but the power to tolerate and the power to accommodate are needed. Those who have these two powers, the power to tolerate and the power to accommodate, can easily become free from anger. Bap Dada has given all of you Brahmin children all the powers as a blessing. Your title itself is Master Almighty Authorities. Simply remember one slogan, that is all. If you want to become equal in just 1 month, then remember one slogan. It is a promise. Do not cause sorrow. Do not take sorrow. Many of you check that you didn't cause anyone sorrow during the day, but you very easily take sorrow. In order to take sorrow, there has to be someone who causes it. And so you justify yourself by saying, I didn't do anything, the other person gave. However, why did you take it? Are you the one who is taking it or the one who is causing it? The one who caused you sorrow made a mistake. So the Father knows about that karmic account and the drama, but why did you take it? In the result, Bap Dada sees in the result that you think about it when it comes to causing sorrow, but nevertheless, you very quickly take sorrow. This is why you will not be able to become equal. No matter how much someone causes it for you, you mustn't take it. Otherwise, the illness of feelings will increase. Therefore, if your feelings increase over little matters, then waste thoughts cannot finish. In that case, how could you go back home with the Father? The Father loves you, and so the Father cannot leave you alone. He definitely has to take you back with him. Is this agreed? Do you like it? If you like it, raise your hands. You are not going to follow behind, are you? If you want to go back home together, you will definitely have to give a gift. For 1 month, all of you practice not to cause sorrow and not to take sorrow. Do not say, I didn't cause them sorrow, but that one took it. Things do happen. Do not look at others. look at yourself. I have to become, O Arjun. Look, Bhagdada has seen the report, and as yet, for the majority, it was not a report of contentment. This is why Bhagdada is underlining it for 1 month. If you practice this for 1 month, you will form this habit. You have to instill this habit. Do not take it lightly that this happens anyway, this much will do. No. If you love Bhagdada, then can you not sacrifice just the one vice of anger out of love? The sign of sacrifice is to be one who follows orders. Waste thoughts can cause a lot of deception in the final moments, because everywhere there will be the atmosphere of sorrow, the atmosphere of nature, and the atmosphere of souls that will attract you. If you have the habit of waste thoughts, you will just be caught up in the problem of waste thoughts. So today, Bhagdada specially had the thought of courage. Whether you are living abroad or in Bharat, you are all the children of the one Bhagdada. So all of you children from everywhere must have the courage and determination to become embodiments of success and to announce to the world, there is no lust or anger. We are the children of God. You enable others to renounce drinking and smoking. But today, Bhagdada is encouraging you to become free from the vices of anger and lust and wants you to show this on the stage of the world. Do you like it? Do the daddies like it? Do those in the first row like it? Do those from Madhuban like it? Even those from Madhuban like it? Do those from abroad like it? So what is the big deal in doing what you like? Bhagdada too will give extra rays. A picture should be visible as this being the Brahmin family who gives blessings and takes blessings, because time is also calling out. Bhagdada also has the call of the heart of the advanced party. Even Maya has now become tired. Even she now wants us to liberate her. You do liberate her, but every now and again you have a little friendship with her, because you have been friends with her for 63 births. So Bhagdada says, O Master bestowers of liberation, now grant everyone liberation, because you have to enable the whole world to attain something or other. You have to do so much, because at present, time is your companion. All souls have to be liberated. It is the time for that. At another time, even if you make effort, but it is not the time, you won't be able to grant it. It is now the time, and this is why Bhagdada says, first of all, grant liberation to yourself, and then give a drop of liberation to all the souls of the world. They are calling out. Can you not hear the sound of the calls of the unhappy ones? If you remain busy with yourself, you won't be able to hear the sound. Again and again, they are singing the song, have mercy on us, unhappy ones. If you don't fill yourselves with the sanskars of being merciful and compassionate over a long period of time, how would you fill your non-living images with the vibrations of mercy, compassion, and of being merciful? Do you double foreigners understand that in the Copper Age, you too will be merciful and have mercy for everyone in your non-living images? They are your images, are they not? Or are they the images of those from India? Do you foreigners believe that they are your images? So what do those images give? What do people ask for when they go in front of those images? They continue to chant, mercy, mercy. So now, at the confluence age, only when you fill your living images with these vibrations for the period of the Copper and Iron Ages, will people take an experience from your non-living images. The devotees will definitely benefit, will they not? The devotees are also your dynasty, are they not? All of you are the children of the great-great-grandfather. And so whether they are devotees or unhappy ones, they are your dynasty. So do you not feel mercy? You do have it, but you become a little busy elsewhere. You must not give a lot of time to making effort for yourself now. Take time to giving to others, and this giving will then become a form of receiving. Do not get caught up in trivial matters. Celebrate the day of liberation. Celebrate today as the day of liberation. Is this okay? Yes, the first row. Is this fine? Madhuban residents, is it okay? Today, those from Madhuban appear to be very lovely because everyone very quickly follows those from Madhuban. In every respect, people very quickly follow those from Madhuban. Therefore, if those from Madhuban celebrate the day of liberation, others will follow. All of you Madhuban residents have to become master bestowers of liberation. Do you want to become those? In brackets, everyone raise their hands. There are many, Acha, whether you are sitting here personally, or whether you are sitting in this land or far away, abroad, listening to or watching, Bab Dada will make all of you children perform drill. Are all of you ready? Merge all thoughts. Now, in 1 second, go to your sweet home with your mind and intellect. Now, from the supreme abode, go to the subtle region. Now, from the subtle region, go to your kingdom of heaven in that corporeal world. Now, come to your most auspicious confluence age. Now, come to Madhuban. In this way, repeatedly continue to be Swadash and Chakradhari and continue to go around the cycle. Acha. To all you lovely and lucky children everywhere, to all the kingly children who constantly bring about self-transformation through self-sovereignty, to the stars of success who constantly attain success with determination, to all the children who remain constantly happy, many, many congratulations, blessings, and love and remembrance for today's birthday of Bab Dada and the children. Namaste to such elevated children. The blessing? May you be economical with your time and powers as a master creator by understanding your responsibility for benefiting the world. All souls of the world are the family of you elevated souls, and the larger the family, the more you have to consider being economical. Use all your time and powers economically, while keeping all souls in front of you, and consider yourself to be an instrument for doing unlimited service. Just to earn for yourself, to eat from that and use it up, do not be careless in that way. Budget all of your treasures. Keep the blessing of being a master creator in your awareness, and accumulate a stock of time and powers for doing service. Slogan: a great donor is one whose thoughts and words continue to enable souls to take blessings. Abhyakt signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Whatever subtle powers you have, whether they are ministers or great ministers, make them work under your orders. If your royal court is working well now, you will not have to go to the court of Dharamraj. Even Dharamraj will welcome you. However, if you have no controlling power now, you will have to go to the land of Dharamraj to pay your fine in the final result. Punishment is the fine. Become refined and you will not have to pay any fine. Om Shanti. Notice today. Today is the third Sunday when all brothers and sisters collectively sit for yoga from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and experience, listen to the calls of the devotees, and being merciful and the embodiment of a bestower of your deity form, serve to fulfill everyone's desires. Om Shanti.